main thing that we are announcing today is that a funding opportunity availability, an FOA, for up to $30 million in federal funding is being made available to the biofuel industry. It will have to be matched at least on a one-to-one basis with private industry to produce commercial scale advanced drop-in biofuels. This is an important next step in the president's direction to Navy, agriculture, and energy to work together to support the commercialization of ready-to-use, drop-in, advanced biofuel substitutes for diesel fuel and jet fuel. Competitively priced drop-in biofuels will reduce the need for foreign oil, which is a significant and very well-recognized military vulnerability. This funding opportunity will enhance our national security. It's going to help support the creation and commercial viability of a defense-critical industry, and that's in domestic biofuels. This is made possible by the Defense Production Act, the DPA. It's an authority that dates back to 1950, and it's used to support the industrialization of defense-critical domestic industries. It's been used in industries such as steel, aluminum, semiconductors, titanium, radiation-hardened electronics. Energy is specifically called out in the Defense Production Act as a defense-critical industry, which is why we're using this authority for this announcement. As the U.S. Navy prepares to meet the demands of the new defense strategy that the president announced in January, which is a maritime-centric strategy focused on the Western Pacific and the Arabian Gulf regions, it requires a global naval presence using innovative, low-cost, light footprint engagement. Energy security has to be at the top of our agenda. It has to be there because right now we give countries that produce oil too much of a input on whether our ships sail, our aircraft fly, or our surface combatants, our surface vehicles operate. And one of the ways that this happens is that every time the price of oil goes up a dollar a barrel, it costs the Navy an additional $30 million in fuel costs. And we have faced price spikes this year going into the hundreds of millions of dollars. And we don't want to be in the position of having to trade readiness for fuel. That's simply a trade that's unacceptable, and it's a vulnerability that we've got to address, and this will help address it. Diversity of supply is one of the keys to energy independence and energy security. It's not the first time that we've invested in alternative fuels. In World War II, Congress passed the Liquid Synthetic Fuels Act, which authorized in today's dollars almost $370 million to construct synthetic fuel demonstration plants. The U.S. paid $58 a barrel, which was far higher than the market price for oil and gas at the time. Additional expenditures over the next decade increase the government's investment to over $700 million in today's dollars. So what this announcement does is it's a part of the process. We have worked with industry. We're putting this funding availability out. Industry will have to come back with a very comprehensive strategy, a comprehensive business plan, and sometime in the October time frame, sometime in the fall, industries will be chosen, and then negotiations will begin on exactly how the funding will work and exactly where it will go. Specific funding questions and specific contracting questions related to this FOA are going to have to be addressed to the Air Force. They are the executive agent for this, but this is Navy funding working to increase our energy independence, our energy security, through the creation of a competitively priced domestic biofuel industry. We have worked very closely with agriculture and with the Department of Energy to get to this point, and Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, has been an incredibly good and resourceful partner. And Tom, if you would comment on this, I'll turn it over to you.
Secretary Mavis, thanks very much, and thanks for your leadership on this issue. This is a matter of national security, it's a matter of energy security, but it's also good news for rural America. This project involving the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the United States Department of Agriculture was a result of the President's executive order establishing the Rural Council, in which cabinet-level members meet on a regular basis, and their agency and administrative assistants meet to discuss how to integrate and coordinate opportunities that will enhance economic opportunity, job growth in rural America. And one of the first announcements was a $510 million commitment by the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the USDA to help build a drop-in aviation marine fuel industry in this country. I can tell you that that opens up great promise for the development of non-food feedstocks as a potential cash crop for farmers, ranchers, and producers throughout the United States. The refineries that will be converting this biomass ultimately into fuel will likely be located in rural areas, helping to create jobs. And the USDA's role will be to use Commodity Credit Corporation resources to assist in making sure that the fuel that the Navy will be purchasing from these facilities will be cost competitive. We are grateful for the Navy's decision today to move this forward and for the announcement the Department of Energy is making that will begin the process of determining who, where, and how this fuel will be developed. I can tell you that I've had meetings recently with the GE Aviation as well as commercial aviation interests, and they are too excited about this opportunity. It's not just a chance for the military to be less dependent on foreign oil and to deal with the cost shocks that occur when oil goes up and down, but the commercial aviation industry is also feeling the same pressure, and they are very interested in seeing this industry take root. We're excited about the role that USDA will play. We are in the process of providing assistance to producers to produce those non-food feedstocks that might be the feedstock for this aviation fuel through our biocrop assistance program. We are also working with the Department of Energy on mutual research projects. We, too, are announcing loan guarantees for the development of biorefineries that will help produce these fuels. And we're working with a number of other programs within the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill to ensure that our assistance will continue. I would say that this is an opportunity for us to build a bio-based economy in rural America, which is part of the President's initiative to establish a stronger rural community focused on production agriculture and exports, local and regional food systems, conservation, outdoor recreation, and the bio-based economy. This administration has made an historic investment in rural America to build a stronger economy and stronger communities and to support the strong value system that's inherent in rural areas. Many of the people serving in Ray Mavis's Navy are from these small towns and rural areas, and I think that they will be appreciative of the leadership the Navy has shown in providing an opportunity for us to build a much stronger military, a much less dependent military on foreign oil. Consumers will also benefit from this, as we have seen with transportation fuels. Consumers, because of a robust biofuel industry in this country, are currently spending less money at the pump. Some studies suggest 25 cents a gallon. Others have suggested as high as 80 cents to $1.30 a gallon less for gas than otherwise. And it's clearly a job creator, nearly 400,000 jobs directly or indirectly supported by this industry. So we're excited about this announcement, and this is one step, very positive step forward, and we look forward to further announcements this fall.
All righty, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of our panelists, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. As we await for reporters to get on the line, I want to start off, you've got this funding opportunity announcement called FOA, and there are a couple of phases with this. If any of you want to take it, explain what the two phases are and how does one become a part of it.
I'll take a shot at that first. One is, the first phase is a $30 million governmental funding phase. It has to be matched by the private sector on at least a one-to-one basis. Companies should respond to the funding opportunity availability, and the details and exactly what's required in terms of a business plan, in terms of what technology you're using, that sort of thing will be in this FOA. The companies that are chosen to participate in phase one will then have the opportunity to participate in phase two, which would be a $70 million governmental source from Defense Production Act funds to move into the actual production, to move into setting up this domestic competitively priced biofuels industry. The stage two will be open to everyone. Companies, however, who are chosen in phase one will have more experience and will have already been completely vetted for phase two. So if a company is interested in participating, it's important that they participate in phase one so that their technology, their business plan will be considered at this time in the process.
Ray, I just want to add, the Department of Energy's announcement basically parallels this effort because it provides potential resources for the establishment of pilot-scale projects that could, in fact, be utilized to produce on a pilot-scale fuel, which would then allow those companies eventually to obtain additional resources to scale up the size of those projects to commercial-sized operations. Then USDA will work with the Navy as it begins to purchase these fuels to make sure that they are competitively priced. And this will establish a domestic industry that has not heretofore been in existence. It's the first time in the history of our country that three agencies have worked this collaboratively to address all of the major challenges that an industry, a fledgling industry, would have. The ability to access capital to build and research, the ability to be assured of a customer willing to purchase, and the ability of feedstock costs to be reasonable so that the overall cost of the product is reasonable.
If I could add one thing.
All right, with that, reporters, again, if you'd like to ask a question, let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. We do seem to have a few reporters that have gotten on the line. Let's start off with Climate Wire's Tiffany Stecker. Tiffany.
Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering how much the administration has invested in biofuels to date.
Well, I can tell you that in the 3 years that I've been secretary, through loan guarantee commitments, through the BCAP program, through the Advanced Biofuel Producer Assistance Program, and through some of the joint projects that we've had with the Energy Department, the amount that has been invested or provided is over $1 billion. And all of those resources were basically authorized by the 2008 Farm Bill. which is why we've encouraged Congress to continue adequate funding of the energy title of the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill that's now before the House.
All righty, let's continue with callers on the line. Greenwire's Annie Snyder. Annie.
Yes, thank you so much. I just wanted to ask how this effort stands to be impacted by legislation that's working its way through Congress aimed specifically at these investments. Will this be happening quickly enough to avoid it since this is in 2013 legislation? How are you handling that?
Well, let me make several points, Annie. One is that this is a presidential directive that we are following through on. Second is we have both an authorization and an appropriation in FY12 that is the basis for this. Third, I think we're still fairly early in the legislative process, and I think that there is a lot of support for this as we move forward. But fourth, as we said, we're announcing today that this opportunity is there. The awardees will not be chosen until the fall, and then negotiations will begin starting sometime in the fall. So the timetable stretches out, and phase two would not be until sometime after phase one, which would be sometime in 13. So I think it fits right in with any sort of action by Congress. But also, again, I think that there is support in Congress that to reduce this military vulnerability.
Can I just ask a quick follow-up?
Sure.
So the funding that was in FY12, does that cover what you're doing now, or do you need additional funds in FY13 to cover what you're proposing today?
No, the funding for both Phase 1 and Phase 2 are covered with 12 money, and we do have an additional funding request for 13, but that's for follow-on. It's not for Phase 1 or Phase 2.
And I might add the CC funding, we have authority to utilize that at any point in time.